We miss Don Moffitt. We were just talking about just the great impact he's had on this area, and we want to thank you for that, Don. Really appreciate it. First, I just want to thank you folks for having us in the room. Rebecca, where are you sitting? Right back here with your local newspaper. One of the dilemmas we have right now is there's so much news out there that's really unsubstantiated. And it's really important you folks get your legislators in front of you to be able to hear what we're actually thinking, where we're actually trying to go. And we want to thank you, Rebecca, for how you report. And you're in touch with me regularly and do a good, honest job of doing that. Just a couple things. First, my background. I'm a Peoria kid, went to Bradley, a farm kid there, and went to Bradley and then graduated from law school in DePaul. Went immediately into the family business and grew the Kentucky Fried Chicken business there from about 19 to 30 restaurants. And I've always had a passion for startup companies. I've been involved in about 50 different LLCs in different ways, either as the operator or as the investor who helped with angel investments in that regard. And if anyone here believes it's Springfield that creates jobs, I'd like for you to explain to me how it is that Springfield creates jobs, because it's you folks in this room that create jobs. And what I've been trying to do myself is I do a business visit every week. It's been going on for about 3 months now, and I've found that to be one of the most productive things I can do. I've been in your community with a number of your different businesses, and I'll just meet a business guy somewhere and say, I'd like to come over. Can my staff person connect me with you and bring two or three other business owners with you? And then we sit down, I tell them about what's happened in Springfield, and then the most important part is you all tell me about what the heck is happening in your businesses. And the good news is we can make a difference in Springfield. The key is we've got to know what's really affecting you, and sometimes it's just tweaks we can make. Sometimes, even more than legislation, it's about constituent services, how we can take a particular problem of yours, get you in front of the proper agency, and try to get your problems resolved. So I want to open that up to you. If anybody ever wants me to come visit your business, I would love to do that. There's five things, and I've been talking about these for a while, but through these business visits, I really find that they're really the core to what you want me to do in Springfield. First, there's three things you have to have access to have a good growing economy, okay? One of them is the workforce, and we're very pleased that we just did good things with regard to the evidence-based education model that's happened. There's a few other things I'll talk about during Q&A on that. There's also access to capital, and with regard to access to capital, Illinois has one of the strongest banking systems in the country. We also, I'm very pleased, was able to sponsor an angel tax credit bill recently, historic tax credit bill as well. That's some things that can help local communities. And then finally, access to a good infrastructure, which Senator Tracy was just mentioning. And that's a capital bill to be coming up. And I think there's Q&A on that also, so I'll kind of come back to that at that time. Two things that we have to minimize: regulations. I know everyone in this room agrees with that. And second, we have to minimize how we're taxing our businesses and how we're taxing our people that are the job creators. And I'm discouraged about where this last tax increase went. I'm discouraged just as Senator Tracy is with regard to the fact we weren't able to get more reforms, and we have to keep going with that. Yesterday, I heard that candidate Pritzker's number one objective is a progressive tax structure. Well, we just had a tax increase, and that's going to affect all of us to a degree. But what happens with a progressive structure is it's going to tax the job creators more than anyone else. And I don't know if any of you have seen the presentations I do when I'm out with town hall meetings, but 395,000 people have left our state in the last 10 years. Our job loss is greater than any other state in the country, and we're getting ready to have candidate Pritzker come forward that he wants to add a progressive tax. One of the charts I always show people is the people leaving the state typically are making about $77,000 a year. The people coming into the state are typically making about $57,000 a year. So those folks that are leaving are job creators and the folks that are being the most effective in bringing assets to our state. We've got to change that, and we can't allow it. So those are the five things that that I'm really fighting for. I want to show you folks a chart because every time I show this, people say, why am I not seeing that in the news? Okay? And this is our credit rating for our state. Now, you all heard that Governor Rauner is the junk bond governor. Okay? That was talked about 2 months ago. Well, he took office right there. All right? He was catching a falling rock. This problem started in 1982 when we were a AAA-rated state. Every step has been down. I'll let you correlate what happened in 1982. This cannot continue. It's the biggest problem all of you have. I know from a perspective of starting businesses, the most important thing we all want is certainty. We've got to get to where our state stabilizes, and you folks know what's going to actually happen with the pension system. Where are our taxes going to finally stabilize? Where will our regulations be where we're more comfortable starting businesses? And especially, you know, workers' comp continues to be a problem in this state. I'd just like to close with this thought. We need you more involved. We need you more involved. The most effective place I found for myself to be is when one of you in this room contacts me, and I can look around this room, and there's at least five of you. I bring you to Springfield. I get you in front of the proper agency, or we figure out what legislation you need, and then we start working on that. We have our lives like this. I'll probably have five meetings a day. Each one of them, people want something on here's what we got to go do, and I tell them I can't do it. I need you folks to say, wait, I'll help you on this project, and you can help keep us on track on how we move that through an agency or how we move legislation through. That system works, but please call me with issues you have, and we'll try to work together. Thanks again for all you're doing, and you're the most important part of how we're going to drive our economic engines here. Term limits, a pretty quick one. I'll deal with that real quick. I'd support term limits in Illinois. Representative Hammond made some good points. Not always a great idea in other places. Here we have enough embedded folks that I think it'd be good for us, but so often your agencies end up running the government instead of the elected officials, and that can be a problem. You also lose institutional knowledge. But in Illinois, absolutely support term limits. Probably something else that is as important is how our maps are going to work going forward, and just gerrymandering the problem with that. Switching over to a capital plan, I've been asked to serve on a group that will be working on that, and as a result of that, as I'm doing my town halls, I'm asking a lot about, we all know we need infrastructure. Are you willing to support a motor fuel tax? I've been an anti-tax person. From the general public, I tend to hear yes, if dollars are spent well. I just had a roundtable with some business owners about 2 weeks ago, resounding no, because they feel we have too much waste in our government right now. So I'm going to have to hear a lot from you folks before I'm willing to support a motor fuel tax, but that's definitely something that would be tied to a capital plan. You also brought up about bipartisanism. She'd asked us the question earlier, and I'm going to address that real quickly. I think you would be shocked at how well we work with the other side in committee. What you hear about is rhetoric around major issues, but about 500 bills were passed this past legislative session. Probably 450 of those come forward in the agreed bill process. And it's something that I feel good about with regard to my ability so far to meet with folks from the other side. And Senator Lightford and I could not disagree on more things, but I've learned you get to people early. I just took Dr. Krott, our superintendent from Peoria, to meet with her about our terrible problems we're having with a teacher shortage. We met with her. We presented about four ideas that we believe we can get her on board once she understood the real problem. So I think that's a key to how effective we are, and I think you've got folks here that are trying to do that. But if we get together early, we can solve problems in a bipartisan fashion. Thank you.